This podcast is brought to you by TechAccessWeekly.com, DemoCast. This is Aaron Edgar on Blind Cool Tech. Whoa, dude, where's my Jaws? Hello to all Blind Cool Tech listeners. My name is Aaron Edgar. I've posted things here before, most of which are demonstrations. I'd like to do something a little bit different this time and give a small talk about my woes and problems between the interaction of JAWS 11 and Windows 7. Some of you may be experiencing similar problems to mine, and this is intended as a log of my activities and attempts to deal with these particular problems. This may not mirror the types of problems that you're having, but from what I understand by talking with people from tech support at Freedom Scientific and with others on Twitter who are having similar difficulties, these problems I've been experiencing are pretty common. The solutions might be different in each case, however, so if you're experiencing similar things, I'd recommend that you call tech support and talk with them in a little more detail about what's going on with your situation. I upgraded to JAWS 11 from JAWS 9. I was very excited to get the beta when it came out. I was able to run it in 40-minute mode and test some of the new features that I had not experienced either with JAWS 10 or, of course, with the new JAWS 11. Some of these included such things as Auto Forms Mode, which was released in JAWS 10, but, of course, which I hadn't experienced yet, more support for dynamic content on web pages, and a new feature in JAWS 11 called Research It, which is a utility to help you find information on the internet on the fly as you're working in documents and on web pages. My husband and I, being pioneers that we are, decided in June to purchase the upgrade to Windows 7 from Windows XP. We could get a deal to purchase two upgrades at once for a certain price. He had Windows XP Professional and I had Windows XP Home, so that's what we did. We had heard some of the new features that were going to be introduced in Windows 7. We'd heard about them, and we're very excited about this. It came around to October 22nd, I believe, when the upgrade was released, and excited as we were, we downloaded and installed it. A few days before we did that, I purchased the JAWS upgrade to JAWS 11. It was released on the same day that Windows 7 was released. The DVDs had not been printed yet, so it was only available as a download from Freedom Scientific's website. After downloading and installing it, I, of course, ran my activation on JAWS and got it activated. I will clarify that for a few days before we actually performed the upgrades to Windows 7, I was running JAWS 11 on a Windows XP machine, and I had no difficulties whatsoever. The weekend rolled around, and about 5 days after I started using JAWS on Windows XP, we installed everything. Clean installation of Windows 7. So, of course, I had to reinstall JAWS and reactivate it. Things went along splendidly for about 2 days. Then, I had to reboot my computer. Of course, I rebooted before then, but I had to reboot my computer in this particular instance on Monday, and I left it alone while I went to do something else, came back up, worked on it for a little while, and all of a sudden I got a little message from JAWS saying, "You are currently running this version in 40-minute mode. If you want to continue to run it, you will need to activate it." Needless to say, I felt very flummoxed, and so I pondered the situation for a minute. I tried reactivating it. I thought, this is some crazy bug. So I tried downloading another activation from the internet. It didn't even register that it had been activated. I restarted JAWS. It didn't even register. It was like it completely forgot I had activated it. So I tried it again, burned through yet another activation. Those of you who use JAWS know that you have 3 authorization keys on Freedom Scientific's website, and you can request a reset once you get to 1 or 0 of those keys. But I had just burned through 2, and I only had 1 left, since I had asked for a reset after I initially activated JAWS with Windows 7 a couple days ago. So, it's about 4:30, 5 o'clock, I'm starting to pull out my hair, and I realize tech support is open till about 7 p.m. Eastern Time, so I call tech support. I was given a solution to try, which worked for a few days before Jaws had amnesia again and lost activation. The solution was this. There are two primary files that Jaws needs in order to register the fact that it's activated. What the tech support person told me to do was to go into the Jaws directory and delete these files. And the way in which you do that is you go into your computer, C drive, program files, Freedom Scientific, and there is a directory in there called Activator. Go into that Activator directory. There's a folder in there, and you leave that alone. There are two files underneath that folder. One has a DLL extension, and the other has a CPS extension. You need to delete those files. There are a couple of things you need to be aware of before you do this. One is that JAWS is hanging on to those files, even if it's deactivated, I guess trying to find the authorization, so it's hanging on to them. You need to shut down JAWS in order to delete these files. At least, I did. So what I did was shut down JAWS, started NVDA, I suppose you could use Windows Narrator for this as well, and went into that directory and deleted the files. Another thing you need to be aware of is that these files may be hidden. So in order to see them to delete them, you might need to go into the control panel and folder options and uncheck the box that says hide files or folders. Then you will be able to go into that directory and delete them. After deleting the files, we rebooted the computer, restarted JAWS. It asked for an activation. She reset my activation count so that I could go in and download another activation authorization. We did that, and it worked perfectly. It's weird because JAWS usually saves your 20-digit authorization code that's on your CDs. This is different from the thing you download from the internet. This is something that's on your CD that lets JAWS know that you are a registered user. Usually, when you need to reactivate it for whatever reason, it saves your authorization code and your serial number. Well, in this case, it deleted that authorization code and the serial number. My serial number was 801, which is the guest serial number that is used to run on demo versions. It had deleted everything. So I had to re-enter my authorization code and serial number. I was lucky in that I had a JAWS CD from a previous version. I believe I had 6.0, when the authorization code was actually brailled on the inside flap of the CD. So I had that in braille. I've heard some people say that in later versions, and indeed on version 11.0 that I just got, the authorization code was not brailled. I've heard people say that in later versions, it is not brailled. So if you're having this problem, you may need to run the CD flap through a scanner or get sighted assistance to get that code. If I were you, I would paste it into a file in Notepad and just paste it into the dialogue when JAWS asks for it. Enter that 20-digit code. I requested activation, like I said. It worked. And for 2 days, I had no problems. Then it happened again! Oh my gosh, I can't believe it! I started to sweat again, oh lord! So I had to call tech support. Fortunately, the woman on Monday had given me a ticket number in case it happened again. So if it happens to you, request a ticket number in case it happens a second time, which in my case it did. I called back, gave him my ticket number, and we were off again. This time with a different tech support person. We didn't get anything more accomplished for a variety of reasons. This was because I had reactivated the product. Stupid me, I thought, I know what to do to reactivate it. Delete those two files, restart JAWS, and enter in my code and my activation and all this kind of thing, and it reactivated. So he couldn't really help me out. Advice, if you lose activation, don't be smart and reactivate before you call back, because they're going to want to try some other solutions. So I couldn't get anything done that day. 2 days later, it happens again. It was like almost clockwork. It was crazy. I don't know how many reboots I did in between this JAWS amnesia, but it was several. It was like maybe 10 before it happened again consistently. I think the number of reboots wasn't the same, but it was more than 5 and less than 15 each time. So, on Friday, it happens again. This is, by the way, the week after Windows 7 comes out. This had all happened within a period of 6 or 7 days. So this Friday, the end of October, I call again. They say, okay, here's what we do. And they wanted to know the locking code that my computer currently had. The tech support person on Monday had made a note of the locking code that JAWS displays when you go into About JAWS. It will display your serial number, your number of activations you have left, and a locking code, which is something that your computer has in it, that your software, Windows software has in it, that JAWS needs in order to activate itself. It essentially associates itself with this particular locking code. If that locking code changes for any reason, then JAWS will not be active anymore. And this is what was happening to me. My locking code was constantly changing. What the tech support person on that Friday did was attempt to basically ally JAWS with two locking codes, the new one and the one that had been on the computer on Monday. To do this, he got a JAWS tandem session going and went on the website, used some codes that he knew of to do this. It's a tech support thing. He didn't tell me how he did it. So if you want to try that solution, you're going to need to have a tech support person do it through Tandem. Well, okay, moving right along. And by this point, we had to reset my activation count again. Moving right along to the weekend. JAWS really started having some serious problems. The activation didn't go away, at least not yet, but my display driver started really to flake out. It wasn't displaying things correctly. I was going through some websites, copying some contents to the clipboard and inserting them into, I think I was using WordPad at the time, and it would not copy the correct contents. It was copying things that were in other windows and inserting them into WordPad. Additionally, if I was trying to read the document I was creating, lines would just sort of disappear, and JAWS would say blank, 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 and I knew there was text there. I tried doing a say all. It kept saying blank. I mean, it would not read anything. I wondered if my windows were not being maximized correctly, so I kept maximizing the windows. It wasn't helping. So then I rebooted. Oh, lordy me. I was getting really strange messages, one of which was, not only had my activation been lost again, but it displayed a message saying, your mirror display driver is not installed correctly. If you want to repair it, run an argument from the command line that has in it a type switch, T-I-P-E. This actually turned out not to be the correct solution, but it was what the error message told me to do. So I went to a command prompt. I ran this long, involved command that the error message had given me, and it did not help. The activation was still gone, and the display driver was still not correctly installed, according to JAWS. So the next day, I called, asked what to do. The tech support person I spoke with this time, asked me to run some tests on the display driver to see if it was functioning correctly. Actually, what he did first was he got on with Tandem, looked at my screen, listened to what JAWS was saying, and asked me to run some tests on the display driver. It was totally gone. It had completely disappeared. So what he ended up doing was running a repair on JAWS. Not this type thing that it told me to do, but an actual bona fide repair. To do that, we went into... You can do that with a DVD, but at that point I hadn't received my DVD. I had the download of JAWS that I had gotten from the FS website. So we went into that, found the executable, and hit enter on it, and it asked, do you want to repair, modify, or reinstall JAWS? I hit repair, and it went on its merry way doing its merry little thing, clicking, clicking, clicking away. It thought about it for a few minutes and repaired itself. The display currently worked correctly. Then we did what we had done before. We took out the two files that were the culprits in the activation process, those two files in the activator directory, that DLL and CPS files, restarted JAWS, reactivated it, and thought, Gee, I'm home free this time. Before I hung up, the tech support person said, if it happens again, we are taking your case to the escalation team and getting some other people to look at it. Well, needless to say, it happened again. I lost my activation, called up, talked to the person from the escalation team. He went in to Tandem, looked at some log files to see what was happening with the display driver, made sure that wasn't causing a problem, and we reactivated it by, guess what, deleting those two files and reactivating JAWS. By the way, I should mention that when you delete these two files, it recreates them automatically, so you don't have to worry about doing that. He said, if it happens again, call me. Well, it happened again. Not only did I lose activation, but although I wasn't getting the same display driver message, the display seemed to be rather flaky. We proceeded in the same way. We went, found the executable for JAWS, ran the repair, deleted the two files in the activator directory, and reactivated JAWS. I asked him why this was occurring, and he told me the following thing. Installing various hardware drivers and Windows updates can cause this problem to occur. Both the display problem and the activation amnesia can cause both of these things to occur. There is no guarantee as to what software updates and what hardware drivers actually will cause it to happen. So, in essence, if you are running JAWS in Windows 7, you're using JAWS on borrowed time. It may happen at any time. In my case, I don't know what caused the activator problem. I do know what caused the display problem in one instance. I installed iTunes. The whole display driver disappeared. That was what happened the first time. The second time it started to flake out, I have no idea what I installed. The last time I had the activation problem, I believe I had just installed Microsoft Office and downloaded about 28 updates that Office had. This is Office 2007. So those updates caused it. You just don't know what's going to cause it. That's the explanation I got. They don't know how they're going to fix the problem. They're coming out with an update in a few weeks, Freedom Scientific is, that might fix some of the issues. Windows 7 is coming out with a service pack. Freedom Scientific said in the next few months. My husband, who tracks these things, said it might not be till next July. That's going to hopefully fix some of the problems. So the way around this is to watch your update history, keep track of what updates you install, try and make a note of it. It really might not have any effect. We're going to all need to install updates to Windows 7, JAWS 11, and hardware drivers, especially if we're new to the whole game and installing things as we go along with the upgrade. So he said if it happens again, call him and they'll reset my activation code. Freedom Scientific has a policy where they will only let you reset your activation code every 60 days. They are being so clever with their DRM protection in order to stop piracy that, as usual with companies that try and stop piracy in this way, the honest people are the ones that get hurt. A friend on Twitter talked with Eric Damery, who is in charge of sales at Freedom Scientific, over email, and essentially what Mr. Damery said was that if you are known by tech support to have these particular problems with the activation of JAWS 11, they will reset your activation count if it keeps happening, even if it hasn't been 60 days. So my advice to any of you who start having this problem is to wait. Don't reactivate JAWS if it happens the first time. Call tech support as soon as you can. Tell them about the problem. Have them go through with you this DLL, CPS, delete, reactivate thing. And get a ticket number. That way, they will know that you're having the same problem that all these other people have been having. And it will be logged in. And next time you have the activation problem, you can reactivate if you wish. And when you need new codes, you call them, tell them your ticket number, they'll have notes on what happened to you, and say, please reset my codes. I don't know of any other screen reader who is a screen reading company who is so paranoid about DRM as Freedom Scientific. I have poured so much money into JAWS over the past 15 years that I am not going to change screen readers anytime soon. But I tell you, if this problem persists, it's really getting my hackles up, and I may consider changing one of these days if I keep having these types of problems. I have not had a single JAWS problem in 15 years, except for problems updating the software and a video intercept driver problem that I had because I was using a JAWS version that was three versions behind the current one, and Windows, Microsoft installed a video intercept driver update that my version of JAWS didn't like. Those were easily fixed. This problem, continually reoccurring, it's just caused a huge headache for me and other users. The display driver falling off has also caused a huge headache, but that problem is easily repaired, even though it's tedious and irritating. The activation problem is not so easily dealt with, especially if you need to reset your codes. So again, advice, call tech support when you have the problem. Have them help you reactivate it. Get a ticket number. It might be inconvenient, but it will help FS know that you are a legitimate user and need the activation codes reset whenever you have this problem. It's gotten to the point where I'm just scared to install anything. Updates to Windows, updates to software, any hardware devices, so I won't need to worry about that so much. But I will need to worry about updates to software, and you never know when it's going to happen. Don't turn off Windows updates. I know this is tempting, especially since you want to keep it as, you know, static as possible, your system as static as possible, but Microsoft releases updates that have to do with security and other fixes to programs that are important. So don't turn those off. I've been strongly tempted and have just decided I'm not going to turn them off. They fix security issues, malware issues, and other things. So you're kind of in a quandary. You can't leave the system as static as you would like. I am very upset about this problem, as I've said many times before. This solution of Freedom Scientific, getting the ticket number, using JAWS and borrowed time, calling to request resets, even if it hasn't been 60 days, and explain why you need them, is on the edge borderline of being unacceptable. It is really unacceptable, but I can't stop using JAWS yet. So I have to deal with the unacceptableness of it. They're a little too clever with their DRM. It's the honest folks who are getting hurt with this. And it seems tremendously unfair. Other companies have the same piracy protection issues. However, with blind people, this screen reader issue is so very important because it hinders our productivity when we can't use this. We may have other screen readers, and if we do, that's great, but a lot of people don't. I make do with NVDA as a substitute for JAWS, but it is very inefficient for some tasks, and there are some things I cannot get done if I don't have JAWS. I don't know when this problem will be resolved, and that to me is the thing about this that rankles the most. I can't give you any solutions that'll clean it up. And I love nice, easy solutions, but in this case, it ain't gonna happen, I guess, for a while. Freedom Scientific doesn't even know. So those are the things that I have done to fix the problem. I would not, in my case, go back to Windows XP. It was really tempting for a while, but there are things about Windows 7 that I really like, and I refuse to go back to Windows XP because of a problem that Freedom Scientific has. I refuse to be hampered by that, and will not be impeded in my, I guess, technological evolution in what I use for a computer by something so small. Since I've made this choice, I have to deal with these issues, and I can accept that, but it still does not mean I'm happy. For what it's worth, the tech support people, at least most of them, and some other people I follow on Twitter who are with FS are very sympathetic to my problems, say they're very sorry about it, but they don't have any control over fixing them. And that's true and fine. You know, I'm glad that they are supporting me, but FS needs to fix this, and soon, or they'll get very unhappy customers like myself, and they might get customers who say, the heck with it, I'm switching screen readers because I can't tolerate this. I'll stop being passionate now. I hope you've all enjoyed this. I've enjoyed putting it together, telling you all about my woes. So if you're having this problem, you know you're not alone. And that is why I did this. If you listen to my podcast, I've been talking about these on and off. So you're getting a double dose. But we don't have many listeners yet, so I wanted to get this out to as many people as possible, and Blind Cool Tech was the vehicle I know to do that. To wrap up, I'd like to switch gears and promote my podcast. My husband, Rodney, and I have started a podcast called Tech Access Weekly. We talk about various developments in the technology world and consider accessibility issues when it is appropriate. Not only do we find stories that have to do with assistive technology, but we discuss ways in which regular software and hardware solutions either are accessible or could be made accessible. We are up to our 13th episode now. 12th episode has just been recorded, and the 13th episode will be this Sunday. It is November 17th at the point that I'm recording this podcast. We have just a few subscribers, and we'd like more, so if you want to check it out, please feel free to do so. Our website is techaccessweekly.com. Tech Access Weekly is all one word. And there you'll find links to our episodes, a link to follow us on Twitter, and a link to check out our bookmarks, the stories that we bookmark for each episode. Additionally, if you don't know that you want to subscribe to the podcast, just want to hear an episode for a preview, you can do that. We have not as yet found a Flash player that is completely accessible for the blind, but we do have something set up so that you can at least play the podcast to know if you want to subscribe to it. And of course, you can download the file and listen to it with your own player to have more control over it. If we find an accessible Flash player, we will include it. Thanks for listening to the discussion today. Feel free to check out the Tech Access Weekly podcast. Additionally, you can contact me personally via email at sprite156@gmail.com. And you can follow me on Twitter. My username is Erin Edgar, E-R-I-N-E-D-G-A-R. You can also look for me on Facebook if you are so inclined. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. To contact the team for Tech Access Weekly, send an email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Or you may leave a voice message at 260-2-ASK-TAW, 260-227-5829. Please visit our website at techaccessweekly.com.